League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything.
This, I don't know if this is for Ryan Presley.
It's for me, because...
Your birthday?
Way back, no. Because way back I did basically just play this. Whenever they were in the middle of a 14-game losing streak back in 14, like Michael Connor was playing this, and it was because I hurt myself today. It's Johnny Cash's cover of Hurt by Nine Inch Nails. And if you sing Texans lyrics to it, after losses, it tends to make a lot of sense. Mm. You can almost freestyle anything. What was that double reverse? You can just think of anything bad. Now we're twisted.
Oh, he's provided the karaoke version if you decide for at the 9 o'clock hour you want to sing.
Yeah, 9 o'clock hour, maybe I'll just try to come off the top of my head with some bad things that happened in the game. Because it did hurt to see them lose for the game to be over. It wasn't excruciating, because the second half was not a up and down journey. It was just down. But
no, that was all.
You go into the half thinking, well, man. You know, we got all these penalties, a missed field goal. The Texans have a shot here. I mean, it's 10-10. They have a shot here. And then
the second.
The running game obliterated them. The Texans offense couldn't get anything going. Ravens just outclassed them. I didn't get upset at Bobby Slowick. I thought he was a guy who was trying to find something that would consistently work. I mean, he had his moments. They had some moments in that game. I don't think his quarterback played great. I don't think Bobby Slowick was able. I thought he got a little too cute with that reverse pass. I mean, to me, you were doing okay. You're in the middle of you're fighting the Ravens. You're trying to just basically match them scores, and they weren't scoring a bunch. They had 10 at half. The defense did a nice job in the first half. But Slowick is just trying to find, he knows that you can't just play standard football and beat the Ravens. I may disagree with, you know, a couple of the calls and things like that, but I think he was trying to find a way to create explosive plays. Because they know if you just play for play, it's a lot like watching international soccer. If one team is clearly in a better class than the other team, it may look 0-0 with 36 minutes to go, but you know you can tell one team is way better, and eventually that team will get worn down, and that's what was going to happen. It's a loss. I don't think it's for me. I know a lot of people are. Really want to point, why did this happen? Well, I can point to things I didn't like in a game, but why it happened is the Ravens are a better team than the Texans. And this may be the year of the Harbaughs. You may not be able to stop it.
No, I think it is the year of the Harbaughs. I think they're the best team, and I don't even think it's close. San Francisco has not played well lately.
Nope.
And the Lions
aren't that team.
I think it's going to be Lions-Ravens in the Super Bowl.
And the Ravens and... You know, I give the Chiefs – you have to give the Chiefs a fighting chance.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
You have to. I would have liked to have seen the Bills beat the Chiefs. I'm kind of tired of the Mahomes and the Chiefs. I wanted to see
Passing the Astros.
What's that?
I don't want them passing the Astros.
Well, I mean, how are you going to feel if it's in now if the Ravens get beat by the Chiefs and the Chiefs are there again? What it does is it cements, I mean, it's already kind of cemented, but it would really cement Patrick Mahomes. Of all the years, this year is not a great year. If you're able to go on the road to Buffalo and win, you're able to go on the road to the Ravens and win, that would be pretty impressive if you're able to do that. I'm kind of with you, though. I don't think you're beating the Ravens this year.
Yeah.
No. I don't think you have enough firepower. Michelle Tafoya had a report that she will – I want a report. She said she believes that Travis Kelce is going to retire this year and after the year's over and join his brother and creating like a Manning cast type format. I don't think that's far-fetched at all. He's not the same player this year. I think we saw this with for years and years when players hook up with girlfriends that become wives, their productivity goes way down. Oh. There's a long history of this.
Wow.
So Taylor Smith is really starting to wear on his
game. You mean the guy who just scored 2 touchdowns?
Yeah, but this is his swan song. So he's just taking laps, championship
Are
laps,
you
I think. So Taylor Smith is going to, yes, I am. I am an advocate.
You're blaming.
I actually talked about going to a Caitlin Clark game with my daughter. I looked into that.
Did you go?
Ally.
Did you go?
Ally.
My daughter goes, is that the player got hurt or the game we're going to? And I'm like, I forgot to tell you we're not going.
The can't miss, the most can't miss person that you miss all the time, huh? Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's can't miss right now.
I know, but
you missed it. But you missed the game.
No one ever
told you. Okay, honestly, have you watched
a game?
A whole game?
Not a chance.
No. But it's not because I don't want to. I just know
it's can't miss.
But no one tells me it's on.
Well, if it's can't miss, then you go find it.
Did anyone tell you?
Somebody.
Did someone tell you the Texans game was on? Or did you find that? You found a way to find that.
I knew it was on.
Oh, okay.
By the way, big ups.
Because the mainstream media covers that. Okay. They don't cover women's sports.
Oh, no. She's on the front page.
I just said the most allied thing I can say.
That's nonsense. She's on the front page of ESPN talking about getting run over by that Midwestern girl.
Protect Caitlin Clark at all costs.
But you guys aren't really allies. What about Tara Vanderveer?
What about her? Did she break
Mark's
a record? She broke
sister.
A record. No, it's no, not. That's Vanderveer.
This is Vanderveer.
She broke a record, right, for most wins? She broke Coach K's record.
Most wins ever by a college basketball coach. What?
Speaking of that,
she's got more than...
Yes, Coach everyone. K. Everyone.
Everyone.
Than every, Mulkey. Got, yes. Yeah.
She's got more than...
Mulkey.
Gino.
Everyone.
Gino, she's got more than Pat Summitt.
Lance.
Everyone. How many times do I have to say? Everyone.
Yes, she's Bobby Knight.
She's a member of everyone, yes. Stop naming dead coaches. Yes, she has more wins than all of them.
Dean Smith?
Another dead coach? Stop.
No.
Denny Crum?
I don't know if he's dead. Is he dead?
Nah, I don't think so.
No one knows.
Nah, it's up. I can find out.
No, that's not true.
I can find out. Speaking of that, speaking of Coach K, did you see what that Pittsburgh player did after they beat Duke?
Yeah.
He jumped on the scores table and all those lovable, you know, everyone loves the Duke camera crazies and their chants and all the stuff. They don't ever do anything that's blue. They just do stuff to get under the guy's skin, except all those middle fingers they're giving that kid.
Oh, it's like I counted eight.
I counted more.
If
you keep going up, there's middle fingers everywhere.
Yeah. Well, that's the only thing you can do.
After he beats
you. That's the only thing you can do because he's taunting you, so the only thing you can do is
give him the middle finger.
Yeah. Okay. You can't just clap and say, John would have fingered.
Some people can boo. You can just boo.
John would have given him the finger.
No, I would not have given him the finger.
He wouldn't give a college kid the finger.
I'm classy. I would have gone horns down on him.
Speaking of that, Rodney Terry apologized for his rant after they beat Baylor, he apologized.
Because all the Longhorn fans were upset.
Yeah.
All the Longhorn fans were upset that he...
Yeah. He didn't have the backing.
They're making us look bad, Rodney.
If he had the backing of them, he wouldn't have. But he found out in this particular case, it's a bad look. So he apologized. It did help him that they got a win over Baylor at home, last second win. So
yeah.
And people are pointing out, oh, it's good. It's okay for you to get up and jump up and down and be all excited after a win. Because
didn't do claws down though.
No,
claws
but
down.
You know, but what he said, we expect to win. We don't get all excited after we win a ball game. He was thrilled, and that was the last second shot.
Don't throw the paws down. Just like you don't do guns down. You don't do cougar sign down.
You don't
do thumbs down for the Aggies.
Well, they do that. You when you do thumbs
you
up.
You don't do this like owl down. Horned Frog down. SMU never had one.
So the Aggies.
Yeah, they got this. They got this. Yeah, they do this.
Who does this?
Big Daddy does this all the time.
No, you do like that.
Horned Frogs.
Knuckle.
That's frogs. That's frogs. Frogs.
Camel.
But thing. You don't do this.
Camel. Don't do the. Don't say camel. Don't do that.
But do you ever see people do this to Big Daddy?
Yeah. I do it all the time.
You do it. I do it.
So the Aggies do thumbs up, right? That's their hand sign, a thumbs up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gig them.
That's atrocious.
All the Southwest Conference had them.
Do some
Cougars. You had bear paws.
Okay.
Whoop. You had guns. You're not allowed to do whoop unless
you're... Yeah, why wouldn't they do the whoop thing? Second.
Because if you wear a white jumpsuit, like, and you go, whoop.
Who wears a white jumpsuit?
I don't think they do. The Yale leaders, right?
Yeah. That's it.
Those are overalls.
Nobody else in the world wears a white jumpsuit.
But
I think that's it. Maybe people on a cleanup crew, like a hazmat.
Right. Yeah. No.
Hazmat workers and yell leaders. That's it.
And that's it. Aggie yell leader.
So it's better to do the thumbs up than the whoop thing with
the whoop. Oh, yeah. You have to be an Aggie to do whoop.
And that's not
until, and you either have to be like a sophomore or junior to do it. You can't do whoop until you're like a sophomore or junior. Freshman can't do whoop.
So they have to stick.
I don't think you're. There's no rules. Seniors can do whoop. That's
yeah.
It.
I think juniors can do whoop. Aggies. Tell us the rules. 713-780-3776.
So if you want to taunt the Aggies, you thumbs down. But if you are an Aggie,
everyone does thumbs down stuff. So it's
yeah,
like,
you never know.
Yeah.
But if you are an Aggie,
that Mets fan, yeah. He was doing Aggies.
Yeah, he was taunting the Aggies at a baseball game. That guy was awesome. So from Monday, I mean not Monday, from freshman through junior or sophomore as an Aggie, you can only do thumbs up. Once you become a senior,
yeah. You
can do the whoop thing.
Yeah, and then you can whoop. You can't whoop till you're a senior.
That's okay. Sure.
You don't know the rules.
I really don't. I don't actually.
Hey, you know SEC fans are definitely going to do horns down.
Of course.
Oh.
But they're not going to do thumbs down. They don't do thumbs down.
They don't know about it. It's a long. They don't know anything.
Should we tell them about it?
Well, they should. They've been in the league for 8 years or whatever.
They just don't care.
They don't know about it.
They don't care.
They're 10 years.
They're
yeah.
going to care about the Longhorns.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of horns.
I mean, Wyoming.
Rodney Terry is not going to be happy.
The Aggies have been in the league since 2012, and the only mark they made was the first. Was it the first year or the second year? The first year with Johnny when they won like 10 games. That's the last time anyone has.
No, Johnny's 2 years. They finished third and fourth.
Yeah,
fourth and third.
But Johnny's. But in that second year, they won 8 regular season games, I think. In the first year, that's where they made their mark. And everyone's like, uh-oh, they haven't made that mark since.
Uh-huh. All right, you got to talk about Craig DeSurf. Then we move on.
Yeah, Craig DeSurf and the entire crew over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, they have great opportunities for you to get your hands on some vehicles at phenomenal prices. I'm going to give you an example right now on the Chevy side. It's a new year, so how about a brand-new Chevy Silverado 1500? Gulf Coast Chevy can make that happen for you. A big selection, a great selection of Silverados. And they've got manufacturer and dealer discounts to make it easier on the wallet as well. For example, on the 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab, LTZ and High Country models, you can get 1.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers or a $2,750 cash allowance. That's either or. Take your pick. You also can go in and shop with the understanding of you're not going to be hassled or hustled by the sales staff. It's going to be very, very easy to do your car buying because you're not going to be bothered and you shop at your pace. And then they're going to give you the highest trade-in value they possibly can on the car. So they want to get the prices low for you. So whether it's a purchase or a lease, stop in at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton or go to LanceZCars.com. Chevy, find new roads.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now with more nougat.
You know, cooking
pork chop sandwiches.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's time to rejoin the undisputed best sports talk show in Houston. It's clearly John and Lance, except no substitutes.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. The number to get in here with us if you would like to hang out with us. At Texans lose, they get their ass handed to them on Saturday afternoon in the second half. They played tough. Kaimi missing that field goal was bad. Schultz's drop was bad. The false starts were all bad. The would-have-been-nice screen to Hutchinson was bad. I mean, there were a lot of letting Lamar just run right up the middle For a while there, they didn't there was no have spy. Anybody spying.
They had no spy. Then they put a spy there. Then they try to – it's a double twist where they twisted two TEs, although one was, you know, linebacker was filling up on the end. But it was the same concept of tackle outside, end underneath. But it's not fast enough. It was a quarterback draw. It was literally a perfect play called by Todd Monken, as he called a quarterback draw against it. And so it was wide open. There was no one in the A-gap to kind of withstand. You had a full Gus Edwards coming through as a lead blocker with no one to block. Lamar ran for that touchdown. It was just, you know, hopefully it goes down as a good learning experience for the Texans. Hopefully the Texans learn that, hey, this is – you said this before. Hey, we got a lot to learn here. We got a lot to – this is what we aspire to, and we've got a little ways to go before we get there.
Yeah, no.
But they got to see what it looks like.
Okay, most important, get that offensive line healthy. The offensive line was bad. They were bad in this game. Couldn't run the football. What did they run for, 38 yards? It was awful.
And one of them was on a good – it was a good run early in the game.
But, they had a 16-yard run.
And I didn't think they were going to be able to run it.
No.
And they need to be able to. This offense is predicated on being able to
run
the football.
You got
to
run football. Now, okay – San Francisco's going about it a little bit different. Look what they went and did. They went and got Christian McCaffrey on top of the other guys that they had already. It's like, holy crap. That's a concerted effort. They also have Trent Williams at left tackle.
Nick Bosa, one of the best. They feel like, okay, this is our Fred Warner. They've got some contract issues coming up in the future, potentially. They're going to have to give Brock Purdy a bunch of money within 2 years, so they gotta get this figured out. They ask a question. What do you guys think about this? Who asked this question? I don't know. The question was asked, I'm sure, on some sports talk television show or whatever. But I do think it's kind of interesting. If Brock Purdy, who didn't play all that well in the last game, in general, if you roll through the entire game, they beat the Packers, but he wasn't great. Let's say, and we know what Brock Purdy's done for the last 2 years. It's been pretty good. If Brock Purdy doesn't win if Jared Goff in Detroit beat Brock Purdy and Brock doesn't play great, is there any doubt that's created with Kyle Shanahan about Brock Purdy being the quarterback of the future?
I didn't think he looked good the other night.
No, he didn't.
He looked bad.
He didn't.
Until, you know, everybody's, I learned something about Brock Purdy. Okay, well, if he didn't put them in that position, he wouldn't have had to have a fourth quarter comeback the way he did. Of course there's going to be some questions about Brock Purdy. Mm-hmm. Of course there is.
But do you think?
Okay, let me ask you this.
Are there questions in San Francisco, though? I don't think so. I think Shanahan knows what he's capable of. I don't think Shanahan would. Is there any doubts in Shanahan's mind where he thinks maybe we need to look at a different quarterback? See, I don't think that's going to happen.
Probably not. No, they're going to stick with Brock Purdy. I think they like what he does. Like I said, they were the number one seed in the NFC with Brock Purdy, a quarterback. They're probably feeling pretty good about it. What do you look at? Did Jared Goff change any? His last two playoff games are as good as it gets in the NFL. His last two playoff games have been spectacular. He's got 5 touchdowns, no interceptions, and he's thrown for all of these. His completion percentage, everything about him this postseason has been great. This narrative about Jared Goff is a good, really good. He's got them as the second seed. And he's going to, or the third seed, and he's going to play in the championship game with Detroit.
He's in the top third quarterbacks of the league. He's top 11 quarterbacks.
Yes.
When everyone's healthy. Maybe top 12. Aaron Rodgers would be ahead of him. I would still put C.J. Stroud ahead of him.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you what. The dude is playing pretty – he has – the last 2 years he's changed the narrative.
Solid, yeah.
He has changed the narrative.
Well, he's back to being the guy he was before he lost all his confidence in the Rams.
Did Baker change the narrative this season?
Well, he's changed the narrative.
I think he has.
Yeah, sure he has. Now, I also think he's a guy that you have a glass ceiling. There's only so far you can get with Baker Mayfield. And what you saw is this is how far you can get with Baker Mayfield for me. Now, is that good enough for Todd Bowles? He said, yeah, we definitely want to bring Baker back. Good for Baker. Baker's played good football for that team. With that said, you need to really be pretty good, I think, around Baker. Baker's a quality starting quarterback, but he's not a tier. If there's 3 tiers, top 11, the next, 11, and then the bottom 10, then Baker's in that second 11.
Yeah.
And I think it's hard to win a Super Bowl with those guys.
Yeah, I mean, he certainly could have.
Where's Love? Where's Jordan Love? Is he in the top 11? I mean, he feels borderline. It's Kyler Murray.
All right, let's go.
I mean, if you just go, Tua's in there, Josh Allen's in there, Aaron Rodgers is in there, Justin Herbert's in there, Pat Mahomes is in there.
Is Justin Herbert in there? Is Justin Herbert in there?
People,
why are we putting Justin Herbert in there?
Well, you know, it's interesting when I do that because I'm already at five. I'm already at five, and then I go C.J. Stroud, and then I go Joe Burrow.
Okay.
And then I go, not Deshaun, and then I go Lamar Jackson. So that's already eight in the AFC. In the NFC, but that may be right, because in the NFC, would you put Kirk Cousins in there?
No.
I think, all year.
Would you put, in the top tier? No, he's second tier.
In the top 11, would you put Kyler Murray?
Let's go.
Matt Stafford?
Mahomes.
Yeah.
Josh Allen.
There's eight in the AFC. I did all eight in the AFC. They're easy. Tua, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, Mahomes. I'm going to say Herbert, Burrow, Lamar Jackson, C.J. Stroud. That's eight. So who would you go in the who would you go with in the NFC?
Jalen Hurts.
Nobody in the NFC South.
Jalen Hurts.
Nobody in the NFC South.
Dak Prescott.
Jalen, Dak, Purdy.
Geno? Kyler? No.
Matt Stafford?
They're second. Matt Stafford.
And Goff?
And Goff. No, Goff is right there.
And Jordan Love?
Okay, would you rather have Jalen Hurts right now or Goff?
Well, I mean, that's an easy one. Jalen Hurts looked bad at the end of the year.
And Jalen Hurts considered he and Patrick Mahomes were even at this time last year.
But, you know, I got to figure out what's going on with if he has to have a special offense coordinator to succeed. See, this is when people start making excuses for quarterbacks, then they're not great quarterbacks. If you have to have special play callers, special, you know, well, how could he possibly play well? His play caller left. There's guys who deal with this stuff all the time.
And how about DeMoria? We're not even mentioning it. Trevor Lawrence isn't even in there. He's second tier.
It's tough, but I would put Trevor Lawrence second tier right
second
now.
Tier. Justin Herbert, second tier.
You would?
I would. Absolutely.
You put him
what is he
behind
done? What's
Matt
he doing?
Stafford or Goff?
Yes.
See, I don't think NFL people would, but if you say the proof is in the pudding, yeah.
He's a coach killer.
What does Justin Herbert do?
He doesn't do anything. Justin Herbert wasn't all that great this year. He threw for 3,000 yards this year. 20 touchdowns and 7 interceptions.
Now, he missed time because he was injured, but he wasn't great last year either. That's 2 years in a row where he's been okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's a coach killer.
That is, well, he's going to be on his third coach in five seasons starting next year.
I don't know. He and Trevor Lawrence, the guys that were thought to be, you know, just special. Joe Burrow's still got to be up there. But you know what? Joe Burrow needs to stay healthy. Joe Burrow's got to stay healthy. Otherwise, he's not going to be in that neighborhood for long. Because they're a different team. Although we did learn a lot about Jake Browning this year and how the game.
Don't tell me you're turning on Joe Burr.
No.
Burr. You're not turning on Burrow, are you?
No, I'm not turning on Burrow.
That's your guy.
I'm giving Jake Browning credit for
not being terrible.
Well, his girlfriend.
That doesn't have anything to do with how he plays quarterback.
You can't give quarterbacks credit for their girlfriends.
Well, I mean,
that doesn't translate.
He's got a lot more game than I thought he had. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's fine.
Off
but
the
that
field?
Doesn't translate into like.
That's all. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying. 8:32.
What a.
I just feel like that's not the way you should go about it.
You don't talk about quarterback play by who he's his game
he and
off
Jared
the field.
Goff are the best two quarterbacks in the
Do
league.
Do you think it's actually game or just, hey, I play quarterback in the NFL?
Well, it's both. You got to have game.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Did you ever see Jim Plunkett's wife?
Oh, that was... No, I haven't.
What? No, I never did.
Me either.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Time to talk about... Well, he wasn't a handsome man.
And if we look at the woman he got, probably...
I don't know.
That man has a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. And Mark Rippon, not, but... apparently his daughter. Have you heard of Mark Rippon's daughter?
Yes. How do I know her?
She's a model. She's a model.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that speaks to
you. Wouldn't have thought that Mark Rippon.
Well,
would have
once him. Again, you don't have to have game or apparently good looks if you play correct in the NFL.
Well,
another example.
Just pick it up. We haven't seen Joe Burrow's. We don't know.
Well, Joe
Burrow's doing fine.
Stop.
Oh, actually, Joe, I think we have seen.
I think
Joe
we
Burrow's.
Have seen Joe Burrow's at points. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, Blake, Jake Browning, big ups.
Are you though?
Yes, I am. Time to talk about Access Vascular Health. I'm big. Okay, is Doc Menavis a female? Yes. Is she the best in the business? Yes. Ally me. Okay. Recognize great. Okay. All I'm telling you is this: if you're looking for the best way, if you've got a prostate problem, you're getting up this morning. You got up this morning. How many times did you have to get up to go to the bathroom? How many times have you started and stopping? How many times are you feel like you can't empty your bladder? How many times it's just if you've got and you could have issues. If you've got an enlarged prostate, you could have liver, kidney, urinary tract. All of these things could happen to you. And Doc Menavis is here for you. Used to be you got surgery when you had an enlarged prostate. No more. All it is an IV. It's about 45 minutes. You're looking for the best way. If you, in fact, right now feel like you need help, all you have to do, it's so simple. The process is simple. 975prostate.com. That's 975prostate.com.
ESPN 975.com. One of these guys cheats at fishing.
We got weights and fish.
There we go. Oh!
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Reporter, what would you have been if you weren't a footballer? Peter Crouch, a virgin.
Well, Peter Crouch, if you don't know who he is a tall, gawky fellow
yes.
who found a way to be a star striker for in the Premier League and for Team England.
Well,
and
he actually said that?
Yeah, and he said that. And there's a picture of him with
a woman
smoke.
Much more attractive than you might think he would get if he was a normal person.
I don't know. He's not an ugly guy.
Yeah, I don't think he's ugly.
Fame helps.
Yeah, the fame and the
fame, money.
Yeah, it all
okay.
helps.
But what are you attracting? Are you attracting true love, Del?
Why can't you love a really hot girl?
Why can't she love you?
Can she love you?
Well, she'll learn to love
you.
She'll learn to love you?
She'll love
that
everything about
like
you.
Something people in arranged marriages say, Del. Well, you'll learn to love them, honey.
Well, I'm sure Peter Crouch and the confidence he gained from being a star player helped in his ability to attract this woman. She loved the confidence.
And the money. See, there it is.
The money helps.
There it is.
Are you kidding me? Stop.
That will help her love you
a lot.
I'm the only one on this show that actually still believes in romantic love for the right reasons.
Romantic love is how you feel about Dua Lipa?
Yeah.
Is that romantic?
No, that's lusty stuff.
Okay, so it's different.
Del, do you have the sound of the Bills fan after the game?
Well, I have sound of ship talk. That's what I have sound for. Talk. I mean, we can get to that later throughout the show.
For some reason, Jackie doesn't like your ship talk.
I don't like Jackie, so we're good.
Well, but no one likes Jackie.
I like ship talk.
And it's really more about getting the stuff we don't get to. It brings up stuff we don't get to. We can talk about.
Yeah,
we can talk about it. Jackie.
Yeah.
We're in the show.
Jackie,
come on now. We don't all. It ain't always going to be Texans.
Go listen to your other favorite show.
Yeah.
What's his favorite show?
Hey, Jeff and Sean. I've thought this about that.
Hey, guys, it's me, Jackie.
Jackie. Oh, you guys are so right about that.
Hey, Jackie.
But have you thought of this?
Jackie, what's your radio dying wish?
Bingo. You guys hit it out of the ballpark.
That's what he says.
Yeah, that's what he says.
Embarrassing, Jackie. Let's get to someone who Lance calls unmissable, but he misses her all the time. Caitlin Clark was asked about running into that Midwestern girl, and these are her thoughts about the court storming, and you guys call it a flop, but I'm going to call it her taking a solid charge.
Obviously, I can see they're storming the court, which is fine, and good for their students, great win for them, and I was just trying to exit the court as quickly as possible, so I started running, and I was absolutely just hammered by somebody trying to run onto the court and basically blindsided, and you know, kind of scary. Could have caused a pretty serious injury to me and knocked the wind out of me. But luckily, my teammates kind of picked me up and got me off the court. So, and their AD already came and apologized to me. So I really appreciate that. And, you know, this is what comes with the territory. I mean, I'm sure they tried their best to do whatever they could. Obviously, it didn't work, and that's disappointing. But, you know, just focus now on the game and, you know, ways we can get better.
And keep linebackers off the court.
Well,
why y'all saying Midwestern girls like it's a?
She was Midwestern.
Like it's
Ohio
slur.
State.
You're no. saying it like it's a slur.
It's my way. It was a woman from at Ohio State. She's a Midwestern girl.
Yeah, she's a Midwestern girl.
What else am I supposed to say? I don't know. I don't know.
Ohio what she, State fan.
Well, I don't know if she was an Ohio State fan. She just
sure she plays linebacker in her flag football.
Well, league. That's John being a little more insulting than I was, certainly. She plays linebacker for a flag football team. You don't know that.
Maybe I don't know that.
Maybe she's the center.
You don't know.
You don't know what position she plays.
No, centers go out for passes in flag.
Well, she moved pretty well.
Yeah.
So she, well, she took out a high caliber athlete.
She did.
So you don't know. This clip is more.
She ran the alley. What do you want her to do?
Like a safety?
She just ran the alley.
She filled
there.
The alley better than Jalen Petrie did. Let's talk about something that may be an insult to John and his love.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Bosa was asked after the game about what he's going to do to, you know, because they played on Saturday, what he's going to do to relax and enjoy maybe watching the games on Sunday now because he has his day off. This is his response to a question about where maybe he'd have maybe a beer or two. If this will play. This
beer is. Doesn't really do it for me right now. Yeah, maybe something else. But
all right, Nick.
That was the PR person running Nick off the before he.
What did he say?
He's all right, Nick. Let's go.
Maybe something else. He's in California
before he says something
beer,
else.
Yeah, beer. Maybe something.
Wow, man! Like beer.
It could have been bourbon. Could have been weed.
Weed. Oh, you think
it's weed?
Yeah. The look that family is.
Yeah.
What you see is what you get.
Yep.
You know, Nick Bosa has me blocked, right?
What did you say about Nick Bosa?
I didn't say anything about it. He must not like my scouting report.
Well, what you said about him.
People do. No.
Yeah. I said he'd be an all-pro.
A lot of people don't.
I gave him a 7-0.
You didn't say Hall of Famer, though.
Yeah. No, I didn't call him a Hall of Famer.
No.
Well, then he has a reason to block you. Sticking with that game, this isn't sound from the person in question, but Tom Rinaldi had a report about
Was it sad?
Of course it was sad.
It was sad for the Packers. It was about Matt LaFleur's thoughts on Anders Carlson after he missed the field goal. But apparently Matt LaFleur had some thoughts, and he expressed them to the media.
When we talked to the head coach, Matt LaFleur, about this, he basically said, when he goes out there, I just pray, guys, right?
That's not a ringing endorsement for your kicker.
Was he wrong?
No, he's not wrong. When he goes out there, I just pray. And you know what? Your prayer
didn't pray hard enough.
Yeah.
Maybe Anders Carlson and Matt LaFleur, not God's kicker and coach, because all that prayer.
Sounds like Nick Bosa is going to be closer to God after the game than any of them.
Well, do you think he reads my scouting reports?
Because
this is what I said about Anders. Carlson's made big kicks and big moments and appeared to be tracking in a good direction in 2020. However, he has struggled to establish consistency on mid-range kicks and has been poor on kicks from 50 and beyond. He's had too many kicks blocked during his career and doesn't sport a booming leg on kickoffs. That's the profile of a guy who will lose a playoff game.
Yeah, he did.
And Tyler Bass did as well.
Made just 5 of 17 kicks from 50-plus in his career.
And they still brought him in.
Highly inconsistent on mid-range kicks.
Yeah.
Bing.
All right, next up.
So let's move on to the other kicker who missed a big kick. We don't hear from Tyler Bass. He took ownership, as you might expect. This is Jim Nance's call, and he invoked Buffalo passed.
Don't know.
He has tremendous support in the building. If he has to make one for us, the game on the line, he will. 44 yards, Bass. No, he doesn't make it. Wide right.
Wow.
The two most dreaded words in Buffalo have surfaced again.
That's in reference to Scott Norwood back in the Super Bowl.
Florida State.
Well, that's Miami. That's Florida State's hated words. Miami's best. Most love words, but Scott Norwood, right, wide right against the Giants and the Bills' best chance to win a Super Bowl, and they about the four failures, and this is Tyler Bass, who was 1 for 3 against the Steelers.
Yeah.
And the Bills had a kicking competition for punters because their punter got hurt. Now, the punter played poorly. So for some reason, the guy that they brought in the practice squad wasn't good, so they didn't even activate him. They let the hurt punter kick. So it was bad special teams all around for the Bills.
It was like a weird special teams weekend. Like, yeah. Carlson killed them as a kicker. You had Bass missing a big kick. And then you had a bunch of kick returns, some important ones, including was it Duvernay that had the big kick return against the Texans, or was it that was Duvernay, right?
Yeah, he had a kick return, yeah.
Yeah. So it was Duvernay, but because it was so cold, you didn't have kickers banging it out of the end zone like you do at the same rate. So kick returning actually became a kind of big part of some of these games that took place over the weekend, which is something we don't really see in regular season.
Not at all. And we'll close it out with Udonis Haslem. He's still going after the old Celtics.
Why is he so mad? Why are you so mad, Udonis Haslem?
Now, Udonis Haslem had his retirement night on Friday. Shout out to the Heat for losing to the awful Hawks team on UD's jersey retirement night. Shout out to them. So he was there. But Paul Pierce apparently, like on one of the social media posts about him, about UD getting his jersey retired, said he didn't deserve it. So this isn't just the UD at the Celtics. The Celtics still have their beef with them. This is Udonis Haslem talking about Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett and wanting to fight them at any moment he sees them.
My era, we used to hate the motherfuckers that we used to have to go against and the rivalries and all that shit to this day. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how I feel when we got to play the Celtics. I can't stand them.
First of all,
and I have nothing against. And I have this. And
the
crazy thing about it,
can I tell a story about
it
in the huddle, man?
I like Tatum. I like Brown.
I would love for you to tell.
Can I tell a story about it in the huddle, man?
What? I like Tatum. I like Brown.
Nah,
old AG and Paul. I don't fuck y'all. Y'all know that.
There go.
It's cool.
There go.
I don't fuck y'all. Y'all know that. I'm cool on that. The young generation, y'all can create y'all own beef, and y'all can create y'all own whatever. The old motherfucker already know. I see y'all in the grocery store. It's home.
Yeah, all right, that's crazy.
I don't care what aisle it is. It could be a 7-Eleven around the motherfucking cheese dip. It's like whatever. All that shit flipped over.
They can be getting some cheese dip at the 7-Eleven.
He hates them.
And it's on?
Hates them. Did you see what Charles Barkley said?
About who?
He said, anybody who tells me that LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan, I'm going to punch him in the face. Nick Wright? Do never, ever, ever, ever go near Charles Barkley because he will punch you right in the face. Yeah. He said, anybody tells me that LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan, I'm going to punch you right in the face.
These are the debates that I won't get into because you're never going to convince one side or the other. It's a pointless thing. No. You're never going to convince anyone one way or the other.
I know.
No. And who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
And who cares?
Unless it's June and during radio. Then we have to talk about it. Yeah.
Well,
then
unless I go on vacation, then you two start talking about this.
Well, that was a joke, and it
not really. It really ruined the show. We've been clawing our way back ever since.
It didn't ruin the show.
It didn't ruin the show. It made it great.
No, yeah, we had. What do we call it? Unfiltered hot takes. What do we call this show?
Something like that. We made our own. Yeah, it was.
Well, we got to call this hot break. And you know what this break is?
Last word hot take.
It's about my bookie. How do you bet on these games that are left? Well, so games that are left. So you've got these two NFL championship games. You've got the Super Bowl still ahead. You've got all the NBA games. You've got baseball that's going to be starting up. You've got college basketball. You've got the NCAA tournament coming up. It's nonstop. Live betting, okay? During games, you can bet on games. You've got a casino in which you've got live casino where live dealers are actually dealing you blackjack or roulette or whatever the game is. You get what lotto, horse racing, whatever it is that you love and you know and you want to play, you got it at mybookie.ag. You got a bonus for signing up, but you got to put in promo code BET975. You've got great bonuses throughout on the big game. You're going to have all kinds of bonuses. MyBookie is the way to go. You want to play, win, and get paid. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
Thank you for listening to ESPN 97.5. It means the world.
A whole new world. A dazzling place I never knew.
currently in the Veritex Community Bank Studios. One is a renowned forensic blood splatter expert. The other, an appointed master of haberdashery. It's John and Lance.
All right, 8:50, and you guys, I know we've talked a lot. There's been some stuff that went on this weekend. Josh Hader, when we went off the air on Friday, shortly thereafter, Josh Hader was signed to a five-year, $95 million deal. So the Astros get one of the better left-hand closers you're going to find in baseball to add to the mix. So that's good. Still no solution for the lineup, the guys in the lineup that you're losing and will continue to lose. So, I don't know what the next move is going to be in terms of how Jim Crane handles that. You had, obviously, the Texans lost over the weekend. The Lions beat Tampa Bay. Buffalo and Kansas City is a great matchup. It's just, it's a fun matchup. A lot of really good things happen on that one. And then you have Kansas City won that one. Pat Mahomes got another win. Josh Allen can't get over the hump on that one. And then you had the Packers played the 49ers tough, really tough.
Don't think the 49ers are playing good football right now.
They're not. I think the Packers are okay. I don't think the Packers are a great team by any stretch of the imagination. I think the Texans are better than the Packers. I think they're on the same level. Yeah.
I think them, Tampa. I think the Texans. I think the Texans went from like bottom third to Texans are now our middle third in the league right now, or even upper middle. Middle.
So it looks like.
Yeah.
Let's get Chris in here. What's going on, Chris? How are we doing?
What's up, guys? Love the show. Hey, I had to sneak off for a minute. I'm not sure if you guys covered it, but Lance, two questions. One, what do you think if at the end of the first round, Devondre Sweat, the defensive tackle for the Longhorns, is there? Would he be something somebody you consider? My second question is, have you guys already talked about, have you seen CeeDee Lamb's mom's Facebook post about Dak? What a tool, man. These wide receivers sometimes, they just think they're so entitled. It drives me bonkers. I don't know if you guys have talked about that yet. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
I have not seen it.
Mm-mm. Oh, she roasted Dak.
She wasn't complimentary of Dak.
Get rid of Dak's ass. Dak isn't it.
But is that so? It's that,
you got to say, mom. She
that's
can't
mom.
Do that.
CeeDee didn't say it.
You can't do that. I know. He took a shot at.
He took a shot at CeeDee, but CeeDee didn't say it.
She wishes he'd play with C.J. Stroud. So do I.
You want CeeDee Lamb on this team, John?
Yes.
Yes.
CeeDee Lamb is the best wide receiver in the league right now.
Would you trade head to head? Would you do this deal, Nico? Because Nico's coming up. Nico, yes. Collins and your
second round pick, Tank Dell.
For
two receivers?
What about Ann Tank Dell?
No, we're not doing that.
Nico?
They're not doing it for Nico.
No, we're not doing it. I speak for the organization. We are not.
I thought Al Davis told you don't speak for the organization.
Which one of us is still alive?
Oh,
okay, thank you. Okay,
oh my gosh.
So now that we've established that one, would you do this one? You have to give up your late first and Nico Collins for CeeDee Lamb and the Dallas Cowboys third round pick.
Wait a minute. What are you giving up?
CeeDee Lamb and your first round pick. I mean, you trade them Nico Collins and your first round pick for CeeDee Lamb and the Cowboys third round pick.
Yes, I would do it.
Yeah.
I would too. Absolutely.
Now you just got to hope CeeDee wants out.
Okay. No. Nico and your first rounder for CD. I don't do that.
No, it's too much.
I don't do that. Well, then the third, I mean, you're just getting a third. Does it really change the balance on the scale that much?
Who, if you're the Cowboys?
No, if you're the Texans. You're saying I wouldn't do that as in the Texans, right? Like, I wouldn't give up Nico on a first for CD Lamb.
No.
But all of a sudden, we
oh,
do
Oh, I would. I don't think they give you a third. Actually, I would. I don't care.
No, if I got a third back.
So okay. What? You got also holes. We already talked about corner, safety, defensive tackle. Like, you can't just be Nick Caserio on your draft picks all over the place.
CeeDee Lamb, Tank, and Dalton Schultz.
But how much better is CeeDee going to be over Nico Collins in the offense? He'll be better. Good enough that you have to give up a first-round pick when you have big needs.
Don't forget your end Tank, too.
But you need help up the middle. Defensive tackle,
Nico
safety.
Nico was not close to what linebacker. Nico was at the end of the season.
What do you mean?
When Tank was there, he was good. He was. We weren't convinced he was the number one guy. After Tank got hurt, we found out, ooh, Nico's the number one guy.
Well, CeeDee Lamb.
But now
was
you add CeeDee Lamb and Tank to CJ, to Schultz.
This is all
to the offensive line.
This is not going to happen. We're just having a hypothetical discussion.
Oh, man.
Well, here's my problem, John. You got to get better up the middle. Defensive tackle, inside linebacker, safety. Right up the middle.
And one pick ain't going to do all that.
Huh?
One pick ain't going to do
it'll
all that.
It'll solve one
no,
problem, though.
No, that's what I'm saying, but you don't even have that pick.
Well, you know, but you got CeeDee Lamb for that pick.
One wide receiver. I know, but
you
also
still got your other picks that you could do stuff with. Yeah, and you still got free agency.
Yeah, but you'd be giving up your other wide receiver. What you've done is you've increased. You've gone from an 8 to a 10 at wide receiver, at your top wide receiver spot, right?
Right.
Scale of 10, about an 8 to a 10. But then you still have all your – and you don't have a first rounder. You're not picking until late in the second round.
That's
so
all right.
You don't even have – like – there's a lot of guys
well,
that are going to be
okay,
gone.
Okay, let me ask you this. Okay, you're still not picking until late in the second round if you have your first-round pick. What's your first-round pick going to be? And let's say you can't sign Nico, by the way. What?
Well,
now
you
what?
You can if you do it in advance. Well, and maybe they won't because this offense is good for wide receivers. Like, kind of like with running backs, if you look, Rod Smith wasn't an early pick. Ed McCaffrey, Rod Smith, you go to to San Francisco. They had Bourne. They got Ayuk in the second round, although Ayuk doesn't run those same routes that we're used to, and Debo okay. was not a first
round. All right. Let's say, okay, what I believe in getting great on one side of the ball. Do you know where the Lions are defensively in the NFL?
No.
I mean,
they're not great.
Not good.
No.
No. Actually, they're against the run. They're like one of the worst in the league.
Well, that's why building trenches is important. You got to build the trenches.
So, but here's the deal. Get great on one side of the ball.
Get great in the trenches. Don't build from the outside in.
Detroit Lions, worst in the league, 6,670 yards this year.
Yeah, they're not good.
Worst defense in the league.
They're not good at the defensive.
Well, and where are they in the NFC Championship game? You know why? Because of offense. That's why.
Well,
get great on one side of the ball. I'm okay with.
You know why they are great? Offensive line.
Okay, and wide receiver and Amon-Ra.
Amon-Ra St. Brown was not a first round pick.
And Laporta and
not a first round pick.
That's okay. I'm not talking about first round picks, Lance. I'm talking about being great. CeeDee Lamb is great.
Do you think they're great? I don't think Detroit is great enough. I think they're good. I don't think they're great on offense.
No, they're pretty good, but, you know.
A big part is Aiden Hutchinson is really, really like a huge part of this. I think that.
And some of it is matchup-centric. The Cowboys blew a game, so they had to.
Is really, really good at tackle. Like, I think their trenches are Frank Ragnow.
They're fourth in the league in offense. They're fifth in scoring. Yeah, they're really, really, really good.
They're good.
Yeah. You know the other teams that are up there in scoring? Kansas City, Buffalo, Philadelphia, Dallas, Detroit, San Francisco,
you obviously have to be able to score. Guess
runs.
Where the Ravens are on defense?
Score points. What?
Guess where the Ravens and Chiefs are on defense? You want to take a look at that stat?
Yeah, that's
great. 1-2. You got to be good on defense, too.
And 49ers, I mean.
The 49ers are good on defense.
The 49ers are?
The outlier is the Lions. That's not the way you do it. That's the outlier.
Well,
and they played in a bad division. They played in a bad division. Yeah, so Philadelphia fell apart.
Yeah, fell apart defensively.
And they fired their defense coordinator. But you got to be good on defense, too. And with Bobby Slowick in this offense, and I don't know how much longer we'll be able to say with Bobby Slowick, so I'll say with C.J. Stroud, I think he can make Noah Brown good. Noah Brown had good games. Noah Brown's just a guy. There's nothing special about Noah Brown. Noah Brown's like any other wide receiver.
I'm going to take CeeDee Lamb on my team.
I like CeeDee Lamb. I just don't know that I would be willing to give
rounder?
Up.
A first rounder? Hell yes, he's worth a first rounder.
Yeah, but no, it's not just a first rounder. It's a first rounder and a player you really like. It's not just the first rounder.
You don't even know if Nico's coming back.
You're going to have to pay one of them either way.
Texans. Jim Crane doesn't own the Texans. They actually keep players.
Well, we'll see. But if you're going to pay, listen, I would rather pay CD than pay Nico, if you want to know the truth. I know what CD is.
I think I know what Nico is.
Well, CD has played his entire career with a really good quarterback. The first year Nico plays with a really good quarterback, he puts up numbers.
You just have to be a lot better than the other guy for me to get, you know, for me to be, because the Texans have just, they still have, I aspire to a championship. And I just think that you don't win it unless you get much better on defense. And they're just not, they just still have holes. I mean, they're getting there, but I don't like them up the middle at all. I don't like inside linebacker. I don't like the defensive tackles to stop the run. I mean, they had nice moments.
No, you got a lot more to do. There's no question. Yeah. But trading Nico for CD.
That's something you would do. And once again, this is only hypothetical. No one's even suggesting this is going to happen. But in that hypothetical argument, in this thought building, in this thought process, I would do that as I got closer to it. Like maybe after next year, if you took another step.
He's a free agent after next year.
Who?
Nico.
So right, is CD Lamb.
They're going to sign him now.
CD Lamb, they're both free agents after next year. I guess they're drafting the same draft class?
CD's going to cost you about 20.
Well, no, because no. Nico's only got a 4-year deal.
Okay. 25 CD million? Was drafted the year before. He has a 5-year deal. First rounder. So we thought the Texans were incrementally worse at positions going into the game. Did the game change how you felt about that? The difference between them and a top tier team?
Yes.
Okay. So. Yes. They're not incrementally worse. They're clearly worse.
They're clearly worse, and he's clearly got a lot of work to do.
Okay.
But getting huge weapons, to me, that's the difference. If when Tank comes back, if you had a CD, you have a Dalton Schultz or a really good tight end, whatever the case may be, you open up everything. It opens up everything. To me, let's get the most explosive. That's how the Dolphins are good.
And they only won 11. They built the defense, too. They just got hurt. They got legitimate pass rushers.
You got two defensive players here.
You got two legit tackles. They paid one. Christian Wilkins is going to make a lot of money, whether from the Dolphins or someone else. They got two Pro Bowl corners. Yeah, the Dolphins got good from offense, but yeah, they have A1 players on defense who got hurt.
An elite NFL team when you become elite offensively.
And, well, you become a one who wins it all when you become the Chiefs or the Ravens. The tier is different because of the way those two teams play defense.
Yep.
The Bills got hurt, and they couldn't stop anyone.
Yeah, this isn't a great offensive year at all for the Chiefs.
They were number one in scoring in the league.
Who, the Chiefs?
Chiefs were.
Well, it hasn't been a good year for them.
No, it's been a bad year. And they were number one in the league in scoring, 29.
Well, they were number one in defensive scores, too, right?
But they were good defensively. That's one of the biggest reasons. Yeah. They were terrible in the second half scoring. Terrible. All right, we got to break it here.
Yeah, that's true.
We're way behind. I'm going to tell you this. I love Chastain Ford. I mean, y'all can make fun of my Lightning all you want. I love it. And you know what? I love my Lightning, and you will love yours. If you get that Lightning, you are going to love that Lightning. What I love most about it is I got a Chastain Ford, and I got the best deal that I could have possibly gotten. I got the best financing that I could have possibly gotten. I got no add-ons. I got no markups. I got all the rebates that I could possibly get. There is, on the lot right now, be it pre-owned or be it new, you got the best vehicles at the best prices that you're going to find in the city of Houston. Ask any, the businesses do their, when businesses are, when they say we're going to Chastain Ford, that'll tell you something about Chastain Ford. It'll tell you about the deal that they get. It'll tell you about the service that they get, and it'll be about customizing the way that you want it. That's what happens every single day. Right now, they got the Explorer on the lot right now, $36,995 or $495 a month with a flex buy, $1,000 down or 0% APR. The best deals that you're going to find in the city of Houston for Fords right here. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. Just 5 minutes from downtown. Chastain Ford.
You found ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I can feel it.
I can feel it down in my plums. You're getting a nice bluish hue.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.